So Eric Dickerson's a guest every week on the show, but I never know what to ask him because the guy's a Hall of Famer. Aaron Rodgers, since you're hanging out here, you'll be in the Hall of Fame one day. What would you ask him?
Ask him who the best quarterback in the league on the Packers is.
That's funny, but seriously, what would you ask him?
I mean, ask him what it would be like if he had a Hall of Fame quarterback handing him the ball.
Right, but that involves your life. This is about Eric Dickerson's life, not your life.
Well, I know my life. I don't know the life of
Do you even know who he is?
Yeah, he's the wide receiver for the Broncos.
That's Eric Decker?
Okay. Why don't you have him on the show?
Oh, man, Eric, who doesn't know Eric Dickerson? Everybody knows you.
Aaron Rodgers doesn't, I guess.
Nice to chat with you, my friend. Okay, we got tons to talk about, but first of all, the big story in Los Angeles is Mike Brown, the Lakers coach, fired after 5 games, less than 2 days after Kobe gave him the death stare. Do you think Kobe's death stare was the end of his coaching in Los Angeles?
I think when they hired him and Kobe wouldn't return his phone calls, I think that was the end of his coaching right there. I mean, Kobe was not pleased when they hired him, and it never really worked. And I mean, I'm shocked. I mean, I'm shocked it took this long.
Okay, you're shocked it took this long? It was only 5 games. I mean, I know he coached last year. But
hey,
I'm saying again.
One thing in L.A., Michael, that they don't allow. The football teams can lose. The baseball teams can lose. But the Lakers cannot lose. They do not allow that. I hate to say it.
Well, the football game had the ultimate loss, right? Which was they left.
No team.
Okay, so before we move on the show yesterday, we had Terrell Owens and Gary Payton, and they gave the Kobe Bryant death stare, and they were both really good. I don't think you can have a good death stare. I think you're too nice a guy. Let me see it. Let me see yours. Give us the evil eye, like you
My
are
death
mad.
Stare.
Ooh, you're serious. Ooh, that's pretty good. Okay, Sunday, Eagles, Cowboys, Andy Reid, Jason Garrett, and potential unemployment for one of them. Can you play harder for your coach if you like him, or is that something fans say but it's irrelevant?
No, that's very much true. That's a true statement. You can play a lot harder for your coach. I mean, a lot of guys do. We play hard anyway, but you know, if you feel like your coach has your back, you're gonna play. You'll play hurt.
I mean, really hurt. But I don't understand that. You say we play hard anyway, but we can play harder. If you can play harder, then you're not playing that hard.
You'll take more chances. Let's put it like this: you'll take more chances with your body when you really care for your coach. You really will.
Okay. Well,
you know, I say this much: even the coaches will say, "Hey, tone it back a little bit. You know, live to fight another day."
Good advice for a lot of guys in the NFL right now. We'll talk about them and maybe playing through a concussion in a second. But Roddy White, wide receiver for the Atlanta Falcons, he says, we've got the pedigree to go 16-0. Are you buying that?
No. I hate to say it. I like them this season. I don't think they're going to go out to the Super Bowl. But I guess I look back at the old Falcons when I played. They're still the Atlanta Falcons. I just can't get over that. I have to get over that hump yet. They're the Atlanta Falcons. It would be like the Cincinnati Bengals or the Cleveland Browns. They're still the Browns. They're still the Falcons.
The Browns for sure. I guess the Bengals did have a little success. Okay, the Jets are in Seattle. Antonio Cromartie, talk about predictions. He said the Jets will make the playoffs this year. They are 3-5. Is he crazy or is he just as good at predicting as he is using a condom?
Playoffs? What playoff? I don't think so.
When the Bears, the quarterback, Charles Tillman, thought that his wife might give birth on Sunday, he said he wouldn't play if she was in labor. Is that the right attitude for a guy, do you think?
Most definitely. I agree with that decision 100% because, I mean, he may have this opportunity once and maybe a second child. I don't know. But, you know, you have to be there for your family. Family comes first.
Did you ever see that amongst a teammate where they left? Because you played, obviously, a few years ago where maybe that wouldn't be quite as accepted as it is now.
You say a few years ago? You mean I played when the leather helmets were around. No, guys would accept that no matter what, Michael. They really would. When a child was being born or your kid was sick or something like that, a family, mom, a dad, guys accept that.
It's now legal to possess up to 1 ounce of marijuana and grow up to 6 plants in your home if you live in Colorado and Washington State. The NFL has said it doesn't matter, it's against our rules. Do you think they should loosen it up if it's legal in society?
No, absolutely not. No, I think that's because I'm telling you, I think it's a lot of potheads in the NFL, and they would go crazy. So, no, they should keep it just like it is.
You know that Charles Oakley actually once said that 80% of the NBA, he thinks, is smoking pot.
Well, I think that like 80% of the National Football League smokes pot now, especially in the offseason, believe it or not.
But, and as we wrap this up, Doug Martin, the fine young running back, recently said he hates the nickname the Muscle Hamster.
Mike.
Did you have a nickname ever that you hated?
No, I like my nickname. They call me Tricky Dick, you know. So my nickname was cool.
That was Richard Nixon. Anyway, we're out of time. You are the best. Nice to chat with you, my friend.
Thanks, Michael. Have a good week. Okay.